I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are John Hulwes and Roger Kent. They're here to talk about the TV series Macomb's Historic Homes. The five-part series will be shown on University Television beginning Monday, February 6th. John, when I hear the phrase historic homes, I think old homes, but this series profiles homes from many different eras. Why did you take this approach?
We took this approach because we wanted to feature the history of Macomb from a residential perspective. So it isn't just selected older homes, maybe all from one place or all from one period, but this is an effort to reflect our community's history moving chronologically by focusing on residential life. Normally, when people write community histories, as I know so well, you focus on especially the development of the downtown and schools and hospitals and all sorts of things. But we kind of ignore that for this one, and we focus instead on homes and neighborhoods and lifestyles as they evolved over a period of time, and in various parts of the community. So it's really an effort to be chronological, and I might say, incidentally, that that's one of the really original things about this, is that regardless of the interest of individual episodes for viewers in the Macomb TV area, I don't know of another community, especially a smaller one, that has a video history of the town focused on residential life over the generations.
So John, when you're looking at particular homes, but it sounds like perhaps you're exploring the neighborhoods and how they came together?
Yes, at least some of the neighborhoods, selected ones. The very first episode, for example, begins on South Randolph Street, where we take people through and talk about what is now the Biagini home, built before the Civil War, in fact, in 1853. And we talk about the development of that area south, running south of the square at that time. And in other episodes, we'll talk about a neighborhood north of the square, or we'll talk about Compton Park or Washington Street, maybe over east of the square. And we talk about the university sort of neighborhood over on Normal Street and another one. So we get around the town in various neighborhoods. We even get down to Grant Street later on, talk a little bit about the development of the medical community out that way too, which has had such a big impact in that sector of the town. So various parts of the community, and talk about the development of those areas. In fact, in the very first one, we even throw an early plat up on the TV screen of the town that was done in 1831 to show how the town originally looked when it was just log cabins, as a matter of fact.
Has it changed much from that plat, or did they pretty much follow that guideline, if you will?
Pretty much followed it. It was set up, of course, by James Campbell, our chief founder of Macomb in 1831. He hired someone to do the surveying, and it set it up with the square placed as it is, and the east and west road hitting the courthouse directly, but the north and south roads going past the courthouse and so on. It's just that it wasn't spread out very much. He didn't get very far away from the downtown square, of course, in those days, and we've simply added in every direction to the development of neighborhoods and so on.
Roger, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to have worked with Dr. Hulwes on a number of projects in the past. So he approached us, University Television, for this one. So I was very excited to work with him again. And Dr. Hulwes does a great job of, you know, framing the town's history. And like he says, focusing on the homes and the neighborhoods for each of these 10 houses that he selected to highlight.
And you are with University Television, but it seems like you're trying to get out more in the community rather than focusing simply on the university. Is that true? Are you hoping to do more in the community?
Well, sure. University Television also works with the city, and we videotape all the city council meetings, and we program Channel 15 on local cable as well. So we're always looking to, you know, enhance the town-gown relationship with the university and the city of Macomb.
John, the homes featured in this series, why were these particular ones chosen?
Well, of course, we've got a number of wonderful older homes that a person could focus on. It took a while to go through the selection process, but we wanted to feature some pre-Civil War homes, some homes from the late 19th century when the town was booming as a farm centered community and had a railroad, of course, and everything, and then turn of the century, early 20th century, and so on. And we wanted to also get, as I mentioned before, around to different sectors of the town so we weren't all clustered with homes, say, on South Lafayette and South Randolph or something. So it was partly a spatial matter, partly a chronology matter, and also we wanted to feature certain historic figures who built these homes, lived in them, or remodeled them. That was another major factor. And yet another one that I think viewers will find very interesting is home styles. We wanted to point out, in fact, and emphasize that Macomb has a number of historic homes that are in a variety of different noted home styles, like Queen Anne and Prairie and even Art Deco and Georgian Revival and so on.
John, did you find these homes had much in common with one another?
I found that the owners tended to have a good deal in common, and that they were, let me say that Roger Kent and I both very deeply appreciate working with the 10 homeowners or homeowner couples that allowed us to go through their homes, who took us on tours, who gave us information about not only the historical background to their homes, but also their own efforts at remodeling and restoration. So, and they were similar in that they were really quite devoted to community, to historic preservation, really a wonderful group of people. I'm sure I speak for Roger and, for that matter, researcher Kathy Nichols, who did much to help us I say that they were a delight to work with.
Roger, I imagine some of these homes might not be laid out in a way that makes for an easy video shoot. Did you have to use much special equipment?
If by special you mean old, we just used our general field equipment that we go out with. We did try and streamline it somewhat and pare it down so that we can be a little bit more nimble, because for each of the homes, there were numerous setups where we had to set up the equipment, light it, shoot for a few minutes, 5 minutes, and then tear it down, move to another room. So we tried to keep it, you know, like I say, streamlined so that we could get around easily and quickly.
Were there any special challenges, Roger, in trying to shoot these homes?
Yeah, anytime you go out of the confines of the studio, you have a lot of variables. You know, we had people mowing yards. We had wind noise, the weather, of course, construction noises. We also had quite a problem with cicadas in the middle of summer. So there's always challenges that you have to just be patient and try and control what you can and do the best you can while you're out in the field.
John, how is this series laid out? Have you paired a couple different houses together in each program?
These are roughly a half hour or so, and so each home runs about 15 minutes or so. We tried to pair them, so we didn't, of course, shoot them all in pairs. We shot them as we could schedule them with the owners and with the crew from University Television. Yes, we do have the first episode, for example, in the five-part series will feature two pre-Civil War homes, not only the Biagini home that I mentioned before on South Randolph Street, but the Weston home, for example, on East Washington Street, which is a wonderful home built in 1858. Of course, legendary associations with the Underground Railroad there, but it was the home of Judge Tunnicliffe, a very noted figure on the Illinois State Supreme Court, and his remarkable daughters, whom I've written about for my newspaper column, later on known to many of us in town who have been here for a while as the Gumbard House, too, in later years. So, at any rate, yes, those two are, for example, paired off, and they both happen to be in a federal style, although there's some variations, too, in them over the years, but essentially built in a federal style, which was very common in the pre-Civil War years. So those pair off very nicely together, and then we do the same thing later on, moving into a couple of Queen Anne homes, for example, at the turn of the century. We focused, for example, at one point on the Insel House Bed and Breakfast. Now, with Dorothy Gossel, the manager of that, taking us through it and doing a beautiful job, and also on the Graham home, John and Kazoo Graham, which is a home built by Washington Petch, an early pottery maker, and we talk about the development of industry and pottery in particular in town as we do that one. But those two are paired off very nicely. Those are both lovely Queen Anne-style homes from roughly the turn of the century. So we try to pair them off in a meaningful way so that viewers get a chance to see how different home styles came along, and of course the nature of those styles and the challenges of restoring those homes.
Roger, what is the on-air schedule for this series?
Right now we're scheduled to start the series on Monday, February 6th, and I don't have a specific time, but there'll definitely be repeat airings throughout the month of February, mm-hmm. and then also carry us into the summer as well. So
will the entire series air next week, Monday through Friday? Do you have that laid out yet?
I don't have the specifics, but I would think that they'll play them chronologically in order. And then as well, once the broadcasts start airing, we'll also begin work on authoring the DVDs and have those available at various locations around town as well.
Oh, great. Will the DVD include any extras? Do you have any bloopers or anything like that to include?
No bloopers that we want to show, but we may have, depending on how much room we have left on the disc, we may have a section that we might highlight some of the historical photos that we used for the series.
Will people also be able to view this online?
Right now, I don't think there are any plans for that, but that might be something we could definitely pursue in the future.
John, what did you enjoy most about doing this series?
Well, let me say that I enjoyed working with Roger Kent again, because Roger and I worked before. He was also the director of Macomb's Historic Places, and a number of people in the Macomb area have seen Macomb's Historic Places, which is a three-part series. It dealt with Macomb's historic downtown, such as the courthouse, and then the old western campus like Sherman Hall, and then historic Oakwood Cemetery. And that was very well received by the public, and I greatly enjoyed working with the talented Roger Kent and his crew, and with Kathy Nichols and others. So it was really the same team of people, you might say, who cooked up Macomb's historic homes. And so again, I enjoyed working with those people. It's nice to have those people in town and available all at the same time to do that. This is another reason why, really, this is the kind of thing that other communities just can't get done. They don't have the same people together at the same time, much less the kind of university television in their community that allows this to be done. And so we're doing some things that I think are going to help promote Macomb, as well as allow residents of the town or past residents to really enjoy a deeper look at the community. But we're doing something that other towns really can't duplicate.
John Hulwis and Roger Kent with the new TV series Macomb's Historic Homes. It begins showing on University Television on Monday, February 6th. We're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.